you talked a lot about third periods this year, but did this one really start in the second period? Do you feel like that's where you kind of let it slide and let them grab momentum?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like when we have energy and our bench is alive and we're coming wave after wave, we're a really good hockey team. And I feel like sometimes in games, our energy can dip a little and that gives other teams life. I don't know what causes it. Obviously, the second goal, we ended up making a mistake and kind of giving them a free one, but we're still fine. It's a 4-2 game. We went into the third at home in front of a great crowd. We still have to get our energy back. I feel like that's a big reason why stuff like that happens. It's definitely tough. But I guess the silver lining is we've been getting a lot of points and wins, and it's better than losing regulation, and we have a good road trip coming up, and we're still in a good spot, so it definitely sucks, but we'll move on.
What was your contention there at the end of the game? After the game, you went over to the off-ice official's box. Were you guys looking for offside or review, or what was the contention?
Yeah, I don't know. I heard a lot of guys saying maybe it was off. We didn't see a replay, so I just figured might as well ask and see to be safe, and then we saw it from Jody's thing and realized it was onside, so just to be sure.
Yeah.
Is he in a situation like that where you guys say you're lacking the energy a little bit and you need some more? What's something individually that players can do to try to get it back on the right side?
I think just being vocal, even guys that aren't the most vocal guys. I mean, like a guy blocks a shot, like get up on the bench and you know, bang your stick on the boards and tap guys on the shin pads and just little things throughout the game that can kind of get your bench alive. I also think, you know, playing with confidence. I feel like the first half of the game we're making plays, we have ozone chances, we're scoring goals, and then I know we have a lead and you don't want to turn pucks over, but sometimes making a play is the right play. And I feel like sometimes we just chip pucks out and chip them in, and you know, we're just giving other team the puck sometimes. And I feel like, you know, energy can come from guys playing with confidence, making plays. It's contagious. And you know, I don't want to say, you know, get reckless with it, but we have a lot of guys that can make plays here. And I feel like sometimes when we get a lead, we just resort to almost playing too simple and just giving the puck to their team. And obviously good teams will make you pay like that. But I feel like that's a way we can get energy on our bench is just little things and guys playing with confidence.
There were several times tonight, especially in the third, where guys in the defensive zone would look up and there's really nowhere to pass the puck. Nobody's supporting the puck. Did you feel that go away as well?
I think it all kind of works together. I mean, like, if it starts in the forecheck, right? So, like, if our forwards forecheck, when we're not playing with energy or playing with confidence, with our D, our gaps are bad, and we're not keeping pucks in and trying to, you know, keep the play alive. Then it, you know, comes through the neutral zone, it gets into our zone, and I feel like we're just not connected at all. And I feel like it's for the right reasons. Like, I feel like if we go back for a puck and our forwards are, you know, not near us, it's probably because they think we're going to rim it or flip it out. And that's a good play when you're up a couple goals. So it's not for anything other than the right reasons, but we have to get more connected. It's just keep playing our game for three full periods. It starts in the on the forecheck. It comes to the neutral zone. It comes into our D zone. We just get a little disconnected. And when we're on, like, the first half of the game, we're connected through all three zones. And, you know, if we're pinching down, we're reloading above us. We have a lot of confidence, and we're helping our forwards forecheck. You know, they're doing their work, and then we have to put our work in. And it just bleeds through the whole, you know, 200 feet of ice. And I feel like sometimes you can kind of get a little disconnected, and that's when stuff like that happens.
Thanks.